The results are finally in for a grant application that unintentionally sent shockwaves through the community of NACISP. NACISP and Area Development Board was not successful in its application for funding from the BC Rural Economic Diversification and Infrastructure Program, REDIP, to develop a community hub in the old fire hall building. Though tremendous effort went into the application, the funding program was quite oversubscribed, said Corinne Tessier, president of NADB, in statement to the Valley Voice. Despite different levels of enthusiasm for the project within the community, the importance of local agriculture was highlighted for many. The organization made the REDIP application in October, requesting $500,000 to bring together local organizations to develop a community hub with a focus food. NADB saw the village-owned old fire hall building as the natural place to direct the funds. In 2014, the Old Fire Hall Collective Society renovated the derelict structure, and has since been successfully running community programs that support local agriculture. The two organizations' visions are very much aligned. What could go wrong? A snag of the REDIP funding is that NADB, as the applicant, would have to be the leaseholder of any building it wished to renovate with the funds. Therefore, NADB would have to take over the old fire hall lease from OFHCS. OFHCS representatives expressed grave concern over this detail, feeling like NADB would be kicking the collective out of the building it's occupied and tended to for 10 years. Though NADB had no intention to oust OFHCS, a tight REDIP deadline didn't leave enough room for the two organizations to talk finer details or put together a joint application. NADB came to the collective less than 15 days before closing to request a letter of support. OFHCS felt blindsided. The ordeal stirred up debate and division in the village, with fervent public support on both sides. Since the old fire hall building is owned by the village of NACISP, it is up to council who holds the lease. The collective currently holds it on a month-to-month basis. Council was going to make a decision once the REDIP results were in. OFHCS board member Rosemary Hughes told the Valley Voice that NADB's unsuccessful application is a huge relief. "That's sad to say, in a way, but it's the truth," she said. "It's ended the uncertainty. We have a future to look forward to, and it's really, really exciting to look to the future." Along with its regular menu of programs, the weekly soup kitchen, 50-mile farmers market, equipment and tool rentals, and commercial kitchen and studio spaces for rent, to name just a few, the collective will be hosting workshops on Thursdays. The first is how to grow potatoes in barrels. "Hopefully we can get people growing," said Hughes. "If only in buckets, at least they're growing." OFHCS also has a geothermal greenhouse project in the works for the NACISP Secondary School grounds. Hughes said they're waiting on a variance permit, and they've made their formal application to the village to renew the old fire hall lease for 5 years. "Onward and upward," she said. "It's business as usual for NADB, too. The Grow Arrow Lakes program will continue to profile local food producers, with a new map coming out this spring. Other priorities include economic diversification, workforce housing, and business advisory services. We will strive to keep the conversation going between local producers and food-based groups as we identify future initiatives," said Tessier. Hughes said the collective has invited a member of NADB's Agricultural Committee to sit on the OFHCS board, so the two organizations can finally collaborate and start to move on. Though it's been a tumultuous few months, the clash has revealed a common ground, a passion for local food sustainability that can only be truly achieved if the community works together.